This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the Rising Rajasthan Global Investment Summit in Jaipur today. Addressing the three-day summit at the Jaipur Exhibition and Convention Centre, Prime Minister Modi said the development following the mantra of reform, perform and transform is visible in every sector. He said today, every expert and investor in the world is very excited about India.
Reform, perform, transform ke mantra par chalte huye, Bharat ne jo vikas kiya hai. वो हर क्षेत्र में नजर आता है बीते 10 वर्षों में भारत ने अपनी इकोनॉमी की साइज करीब करीब डबल किया है भारत का एक्सपोर्ट भी डबल हो गया है बीते दशक में एफडीआई भी दो गुना से अधिक हुआ है भारत ने इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर का खर्च करीब 2 ट्रिलियन रुपए से बढ़कर 11 ट्रिलियन तक पहुंचा दिया है.
The Prime Minister also emphasized that this century is driven by technology and data, and India is demonstrating the true power of democracy, demography, and data to the world. Mr. Modi highlighted how the democratization of digital technology is benefiting all sectors and sections of society. Prime Minister Modi also said Rajasthan is not only rising but also reliable. He highlighted that the state is receptive and has a legacy of refining itself over time. Both Houses of Parliament faced repeated adjournments today over various issues. The issues included alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group and alleged links of Congress leaders with a prominent US-based foundation. Noisy scenes prevailed in the Lok Sabha when the House assembled post-noon after the first adjournment. Congress MPs trooped into the well of the House, raising slogans. The presiding officer appealed to protesting members to allow the House to function. Amid pandemonium, the House was adjourned till 2 p.m. Similar scenes were witnessed in Rajya Sabha when the House assembled after the first adjournment at 12 noon. Heated arguments were exchanged between the Treasury and opposition benches. The Treasury bench raised allegations of links between Congress leaders and the US-based George Soros Foundation. They demanded discussion over the issue, claiming that it is a threat to national security. On the other hand, the opposition demanded discussion over alleged bribery charges against a prominent Indian business group. They also objected to the Treasury bench disrupting the House and not allowing zero-hour and question-hour proceedings. Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar said it is not possible to run the House as it is not in order, and adjourned it till 2 p.m. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will commission the Indian Navy's latest multi-role stealth-guided missile frigate, INS Sushil, at Yantra Shipyard in Kaliningrad, Russia, today. Chief of the Naval Staff, Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi, will also be present on the occasion. Indian Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri has arrived in Dhaka to lead the Indian delegation of the next round of India-Bangladesh Foreign Office consultation. He arrived in Dhaka in an Indian Air Force aircraft around 8:30 a.m. today. This marks the first high-level official meeting between India and Bangladesh post the political changeover in Bangladesh on August the 5th this year. This is Misri's first visit to Bangladesh as the Indian Foreign Secretary. A four-day special session of the Jharkhand Legislative Assembly began in Ranchi with the welcoming of newly elected members to the House. This session has been convened to enable the newly elected MLAs to take oath and elect a speaker. Governor Santosh Kumar Gangwar will address the Assembly on Wednesday, and thereafter the second supplementary budget of the current financial year will be tabled in the House. Some schools in the national capital, Delhi, received bomb threats via email this morning. Delhi Police PRO Sanjay Tyagi said police teams have reached all the places immediately after receiving the email. He also assured the security of all the schools and the children. Tongan Prime Minister Huakava Meiliku Siaosi Sovaleni has resigned this morning ahead of a scheduled vote of no confidence in Parliament later in the day. In the FIDE World Chess Championship, Indian Grandmaster Domaraju Gukesh will face defending champion Ding Luhen of China today in the 12th game. The match is scheduled to begin at 2:30 p.m. IST in Singapore. And with that, we end this news bulletin.